There will be snow for the Winter Olympics that start next Friday. That's what organizers in Sochi, Russia are promising. They're hoping for real snow, but it was in the 50s and rainy there today, so they need a plan B. That's why they have hundreds of artificial snow machines at the ready in Sochi, not to mention mountains of snow stored from last winter. Over the years, Winter Olympics organizers have been going to greater and greater lengths to make sure they have snow. And a new report suggests the challenge will only get bigger going forward. Here's the world's environment editor, Peter Thompson.
To hold the Winter Olympics, you need, well, winter, cold, snow. But you also need something else, a venue that can handle an influx of tens of thousands of people and where their facilities will still be useful after all those people disappear. That's been a tough equation even in the relatively stable climate since the first Winter Olympics were held in 1924. But global warming will only make it worse. How much worse?
We looked at the 19 host cities that have hosted the Games over the last 100 years or so. Then we looked forward under climate change scenarios.
That's Daniel Scott, a professor of global change and tourism at the University of Waterloo in Ontario. He's just co-authored a report called The Future of the Winter Olympics in a Warmer World.
And what we found was by mid-century, instead of 19 former host cities being climate reliable, now we were down to about 10 or 11. And when we looked further into the century under the sort of warmest scenarios by the end of the century, we were down to 6 of the original 19.
Scott and his colleagues looked at 2 key factors. One was snowpack, the likelihood that the mountains in the Olympic site would be able to maintain a bare minimum snowpack of at least 30 centimeters, or about a foot. That's natural or man-made snow. The other factor, of course, was temperature, the likelihood that daily low temperatures would remain below freezing. The farther they look to head into this century, the harder they found it will be to find places where both of these are reliable. Now, Winter Olympics hosts have always been dealing with weather challenges, and they've come up with lots of strategies and technologies to deal with the vagaries of even ordinary winter weather. But Scott says there are limits to our ability to innovate our way out of the challenges of a shrinking winter.
So you can make the snow at warmer temperatures in things called snow production plants, but when you put it out on the hill, you're subject to the same melting.
That means mushy snow. And Scott says that's bad news for elite Olympic-level events. But the study only looked at the 19 places that have already hosted the Winter Olympics. They can't be the only good locations for the Games, right?
It's hard to find suitable places around the globe.
Robert Steiger worked with Daniel Scott on the report. He's a geographer at the Management Center Innsbruck in Austria, and he says it's never been easy to site the Winter Games. Even some of the former Olympic cities, like Steiger's city of Innsbruck, which has hosted twice, probably wouldn't cut it for hosting the mega event the Games have become. Steiger says Innsbruck is an example of a place where even if there's snow, it couldn't handle the influx of people. So the Winter Games likely won't be heading to more out-of-the-way spots where there'll still be snow.
To hold the Olympics in Greenland, the problem is, do you have the infrastructure? Cities that are big enough, how do you get there, and so on.
Steiger and Scott do take heart in the likelihood that even in a significantly warmer world by the end of the century, there'll still be at least 6 strong Winter Olympics venues. But as winter retreats around the world, it raises another big question. Even if you can still hold the Winter Olympics, will anyone care?
You may be not used to snow anymore in 50 years from now in some regions of the world. And then the question is, how interesting are Winter Olympic Games? It could be that it's not anymore a mass sports event.
But, of course, not to put too fine a point on it, if winter is that rare in much of its former range by then, we'll probably have much bigger problems to deal with than whether or not there'll be Winter Olympics. For The World, I'm Peter Thompson.